86 days since the last time Eastern Michigan stepped on a field. That was in Mobile, Alabama, here inside the factory for opportunity number one with head coach Chris Creighton. What a way and beautiful weather to start it off.
Oh, man. We've had a lot of winter balls here, and today feels like spring ball, so we loved it.
Opportunity number one. I know it's an opportunity for you guys to get better. What was your takeaway from today?
We want to stay healthy, and, you know, we're just in helmets and spider pads and had to stay off the ground. And I thought that the guys competed well and at the same time were responsible and mature, which, you know, I think sometimes as the head coach, I mean, that might be the most important thing, right? Just no unnecessary injuries. And really, you know, just love the feel. We've had a great winter with Coach D-Mac, and I think our guys are very confident right now. And so it's just fun to be out here.
I know you mentioned Coach Mac and a new way and a new approach. Not that you love the guys that are gone, but it's always a new way to reinvigorate. What's the biggest change that you've seen with Coach Mac so far?
Well, I mean, we're doing some different movements, you know, have more Olympic movements, and we're doing things, you know, on a cadence, just in terms of the accountability and the rest intervals, you know, are different. And then probably a little bit more time spent with teaching running movements and flexibility. And so, there's a lot of different ways of doing things, and he's really come in and made an impact so far.
When Alex and I talked to him last week on our podcast, he said the one big thing that he really needs to continue to work on is getting guys to eat right and sleep. I know it's tough when you're in modes like this, but also the things that we could learn too to take care of ourselves is mentally, we all need sleep to recharge ourselves at times too, right? I know it's hard as a coach.
There was a day, right, when people argued about whether lifting was good to do, right? And so it was like, if you want to be in shape, you know, you got to lift and run, and, you know, and then it was nutrition. Right. And that battle is being fought, but, you know, it's being won. I think people are getting the fact that, you know, how important nutrition is, and sleep is, you know, maybe towards the end here of all the things that you can do. And these guys understand that, you know, treating their body right in terms of getting rest, and their bodies need that. And sometimes in college, it's hard.
You've got so many faces that are returning, but you also have three fresh faces on your coaching staff: wide receivers coach, corners backs, and really Vontrell returning for the defensive tackles. What have those guys brought so far as well?
Well, you know, starting with Coach King Williams, and, you know, he is new in terms of being a full-time coach on our D-line, but knows this place intimately from, you know, doing his graduate work here, and it's just been totally seamless. You know, he knows the program, he knows a lot of the guys, and so that's just been an immediate impact. You know, Coach Roberts and Coach Prince, I think this is day six, and could have had a better day six. They're off to a great start, but they're still getting to know people's names and right, the whole bit. So, but they're a great fit for our program, and super excited about them being a part of it.
You're still in helmets for a few more days before you start putting in pads. But when you look at it, how do you, again, still work your momentum to get work done, but also make sure you stay healthy in terms of not fully going in terms of contact?
Well, we've got a practice teach tape that we show the guys, that we showed them in preparation for this, about, you know, what our expectations are and what is acceptable and what is not. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone's intentions and heart is in the right place. You want to be the absolute best football player you can be, but, you know, we also want to keep people healthy. And so I think they understand, you know, our tempos and what we want. And it's just a matter of executing that.
Couple more opportunities this week. Another thing you do have coming up later this week is your coaching clinic that you were lucky enough to get Coach D'Antonio to be a part of. How important is it to give back to coaches around the state, but also to have a guy like that come into your program and even help you in some ways?
Yeah, so Coach D'Antonio, he and I just talked last night, and with Michigan State going to the tournament, they've invited him to be a part of that. And so he asked me last night, you know, I was going to just absolutely make good on his commitment. But I said, look, if you want to do that, you should go do that. And so he's not going to be at our Chalk Talk. So it'll be like we've always done it. We're expecting a great group. Our registration list is really, we're super excited about that. And it's a big deal for us, you know, hosting, high school coaches and some small college staffs, and to be able to talk football and get better. They get to see a practice, and it'll be good. We can't wait.